This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Yeah, this might be an issue if I can't play the music if he's still... Yeah, it's kind of hard to... It's...
Good morning. It is Wednesday, December the 11th of 2024. Some light snow is falling at our downtown studios. We are located right downtown, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 19 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up here on the program in just a few minutes, we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up at 8:21. It is going to get cold, very, very, very cold in the next day or two. We'll get all the details from Brittany coming up in just a few minutes. Then after that, we will have a special guest joining us here in studio from the group Extra Innings. Again, it is a local nonprofit organization that raises money and then provides support to families here in central Wisconsin that are in the battle against cancer. We've taught Ted a number of times. Ted Hartke, who is the founder, the person behind Extra Innings. He has put on some great events. They have a fundraiser coming up here in the next day or so that we want to talk about, and also just talk about how the process is going. He has basically started this organization from scratch. He has been just so energetic. Indefatigable, or what? I should know the terminology here, but the man just keeps on going. So Ted Hartke will be with us at the bottom of this first hour at 8:34. And then coming up at 9:34, joining us here in studio, will be the executive editor, the founder of the WASA Pilot and Review, Shireen Seward. And, of course, the media landscape continues to change here in central Wisconsin. Of course, the big news in the last couple of weeks concerning the cutbacks at WAOW-TV9. And just generally, the media landscape never changes. I should say it always changes here in central Wisconsin. So we'll talk about that, talk about the aftermath of her court victory over State Senator Corey Tomchek, a battle that cost her and her business a lot of money, but so many people that support the WASA Pilot and Review have stepped up to help try to close out that debt. We'll talk a little bit about those challenges as well with Shireen Seward coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. Oh, I got to tell you, Ian Welsh, I guess we should introduce Ian Welsh before we go any further, our in-studio producer and in-studio engineer. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Before we get to you, I am wore out this morning because last night I was over at the Marathon Park Ice Arena, and it was just a fantastic environment. It was a packed house, a Tuesday night in December for high school hockey, and it was a big game. Obviously, Stevens Point and Wausau West, a big rivalry in the WVC. Stevens Point currently the number one ranked team in the state of Wisconsin. Wausau West always battling Stevens Point. These are the two teams that have won the Wisconsin Valley Conference championship year after year recently, and it was just amazing to see so many folks. It was like a playoff game. It was like we were in February or March, and it was still in December, and the place was packed. All the seats were taken. There was standing room only around the boards. They were a couple of people deep around the boards. And then, of course, you know, you want the game to live up to the excitement and to the billing.
Right.
And it did. And it just drained me. It is, I by the end of the evening, it was almost like if you were, you know, doing one of the most challenging plays or musicals where you have to give of yourself, where you're the person on stage for two straight hours belting out songs and
your
acting.
Body starts to ache after that.
And last night, it was just 2.5 hours of just edge of your seat excitement. In the end,
That's
it was
good.
4-3. Stevens Point earned the W. Obviously disappointing in that respect, but it was not disappointing in terms of the excitement and just the energy that we had in that building. But when my alarm went off this morning, I did not want to get out of bed. I wanted to stay under those covers. I didn't want to talk. I thought, oh, man, I got to go in and start talking for a couple of hours, and then I got to do the big high school sports show later on tonight. It's like I don't want to talk right now. I just was, you know, I talked so much, and it was one of those nights where sometimes I get known to get a little excited when I'm doing my broadcast, and there was like three straight periods of nothing but excitement. And then, you know, you get home and it's like, you know, make a late dinner, and then I go to bed, and it's like you wake up and it's like I can't do it again. But here I am. I am doing it again. Glad to be doing it again. But the bottom line was it was just such a great environment, and you love to see those events. We talk so much about, you know, the pro sports teams, about the Packers and going to the Packer games and going to the Badger games, and so much of it rotates around those kind of sports. And I think sometimes getting lost in the wash a bit is the local games and the local athletes and the local schools and the sense of community. And that was the thing that jumped out last night, was that sense of community at Marathon Park's Ice Arena, where a lot of folks came up Interstate 39 from Stevens Point to be there. So many people were filling it up for the Wausau West Side, had the pep band there adding to it. It was just fantastic. It was. I would love to see that more and more often, but unfortunately, it doesn't happen all the time. But these kind of games don't happen all the time. But there's another opportunity coming up tomorrow and Saturday with the Marathon Cup hockey tournament over at Greenheck, where we get all the Marathon County schools involved that play hockey. You got Wausau West, DC Everest, East Merrill United, and Mosinee getting together for a semifinal doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 and 7:30. Then the consolation round and the championship round coming up on Saturday. But if you have a chance, come on out. Have all the schools and all the people that support these schools and support the student-athletes out there. Because when you do add that mix of the crowd and that energy, you talked about it. I mean, when you have a full house, when you have a show, it adds. It just makes it different. It makes it more exciting. It lifts everybody. It lifts the people on the stage. I think it lifts the people in the audience. But it was just fantastic last night. It was really one of the really great events that I've seen in a while, and it was just so much fun. And we look forward to when these teams meet again in January. But last night was a special night over at Marathon Park's Ice Arena.
Yeah, high school sports has the power to bring people together and just show their support for all these student athletes who work incredibly, incredibly hard. And I mean, all those practices and all the hard work and sweat they put into this, it just, it really means a lot to have all these people come out and support them. And I'm really glad you had a lot of fun last night.
No, and it was great. And again, I think that sometimes, as I said, we focus too much on the Packers. I mean, again, the Packers are, you know, people do connect with them. It's important to them. But sometimes I think we need to focus here on our communities. And again, when we talk to Shireen Seward coming up in the Wausau Pilot and Review, and if you go to the Pilot, you see a lot of the local coverage, whether it's the news, whether it's the sports, whether it's the arts, whatever it may be, there's that local coverage involved in it. And there's still a space for that, and I wish there was a bigger space for that, because I do think that when we see Channel 9 cutting back, so there's going to be fewer people covering some of these local events, and that's not a good thing. That takes away from the sense of community. I talk often about back when, you know, I was growing up and into my adulthood, when the Wausau Daily Herald was a vibrant news source. I would say that I would say to people all the time that you had an opportunity to see a story about one of the local student athletes or a coach or a team every day of the week. You would have that connection then, and you'd see this story about somebody and say, "Hey, maybe I will go out there and see this game." Or back, I tell a story about back in 1991. When I was over at UWMC, and we had our independent theater group, and the Herald had this Thursday feature always about the arts. It was a special section, and we got the cover of it for our show. And that was so much important. It was very important for the publicity for the show, so people knew about it. And people and there's a story about the independent group, about where we came from, and to connect with the public at large. We don't see that as much, and that's one thing that we try to do here. Because I mean, you obviously see it on that side of the glass. We try to bring in, especially, you know, on Wednesday nights, we bring in the kids for the sports. We bring in the kids and the other adults who are part of independent theater here in our community, here on this program as well.
We cover the local events because they're what make our community special,
and people need to know about them. You know, because if you don't know about them, you're not going to go out and see them, and it's a shame.
You're not always going to find them on social media, because not everybody has a social media. I mean, there's still people who look for events in the newspaper or watch it on TV. I mean, just there has to be like more outlets for these events and these games to get shown to a wider audience, so we can get bigger crowds and support these games and these shows as well. But and don't I shoot the messenger here, folks, but I don't think the newspaper is a dying art. I think the newspaper needs to be, you know, kind of revamped a little bit, but it's certainly not a dying art, at least not to me.
Well, it's being done in different ways, and the pilot is one of those different ways, where it's an online source as opposed to a print source. But we'll talk about where the landscape is for the pilot and media in general here in Wausau with Shereen Seward at 9:34. At 8:34 again from Extra Innings, we'll be talking to Ted Harkey. And coming up next, we'll be talking about the weather. Again, overcast, light snow falling, temperatures dropping. And we'll talk about the cold forecast with Brittany Merlot coming up next. The time is 8:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
No storm.
And good morning once again. Sometimes I get caught up looking at my screen, reading something. I say, holy cow, I need to start talking again. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9.
You were deep in focus.
98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, some light snow falling, temperature around 19 degrees right now here in downtown Wausau. if you think this is cold, you ain't seen nothing yet. And to talk a little bit about the weather and anything else on her mind, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Verlow. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How's it going there?
I'm doing good. Do you have a little sniffles?
I do. I woke up sick this morning.
Oh, man.
Crazy sore throat, sniffles, sneezing, all that jazz. So I'm on the struggle bus, but it's all right. It's snowing. It's beautiful. You need me today.
Yes, we do, because, again, we were talking yesterday about how when we talked, it was pretty much the high temperature for the day, and then things would get colder and colder throughout the day. And right now we're starting about 8-9 degrees colder than it was yesterday. But we're kind of in the same boat, right? We're not going to get much warmer, if at all.
No, we are not. Our high temperatures were hit at about midnight, and we've been ever so slowly falling since. So we're going to be hitting about 7 degrees by 6 p.m. That is when the cold front will have passed us, and things just continue to crash from there on out. The winds are going to be gusting at this point in the afternoon, probably 30 to 40 miles per hour. And it's going to be slapping some wind chills on top of those single digits to where it's going to be feeling like 10 to 20 below zero. So we could see some cold weather alerts going out. Obviously, wind chills could create some frostbite out there and hypothermia conditions. So this is why we always say dress in layers. So if you start getting warm, if you're inside and you're shopping and going in and out, or something like that, you don't want to sweat in the store and then be outside for an extended period of time with that sweat, because that's how hypothermia creeps up on you. So layers, so that you can cool down while you're inside, or even if you're outside running around doing things. Also, cover your exposed skin, right? Winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour in these cold, cold temperatures. Frostbite can occur within 20 to 30 minutes. Of course, your fingers start to go a little numb, they get a little rubbery, they change colors, and then you don't feel them much anymore, and then it starts to hurt, right? And you don't want to rub it if you get them in that situation, because you're going to make it worse. You want to just slowly warm them up and get them into somewhere with heat. You don't want to even blast it with hot water either. So this is the kind of weather that causes damage to us. We have to be safe. We have to be careful, but we can also enjoy the beautiful snow. I like the baby flakes. Aren't they cute?
Yeah, very light. It's just not enough snow right now to completely cover the grass. You still see some of the grass popping through. Is this snow going to continue throughout the day? And will that grass be covered up by the end of the day?
You know, I think it might be, honestly. I think we're going to see these light scattered snow showers till about 1 or 2 before that ends. So we could get about a half an inch to an inch total, covering up some of that grass. But as the winds blow around later on this evening, I think that snow's going to be blowing around back onto the streets and redrifting. So I think the plows are going to be out in the salt, and they're going to be salting for quite a while today and even through tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, it's enough to cause us maybe a little bit of inconvenience, but not enough to really change anything. We need something to kind of change something. So, like, again, I think about all these folks who want to get out there and enjoy. They've had that snowmobile sitting in the garage for a couple of years now. It's time to get that snowmobile out this year, right?
I agree. Now, hey, snowmobilers, they're probably looking north right now and their eyes are lighting up because that lake effect snow is roaring. They're expected to get another 1 to 2 feet up towards Hurley, Ironwood, into that snow belt. I mean, even portions of northern Wisconsin, probably getting about 5 inches in towards Ashland, Bayfield area. So there's trails opening up there, but where are they here? Not yet. I live right off of one, too.
Oh, geez.
Trust me, I want it open.
Okay, well, what are the details for a very, very, very chilly forecast?
Oh, it's bone chilling, unfortunately. So highs today were 20 degrees. We already hit them. We're going to be sliding to about 7 degrees by 6 p.m. We'll be below zero by 11 o'clock tonight. We're going to be waking up tomorrow morning to temperatures at -5. But with the winds whipping, it's going to be feeling like 10 to 20 below. So super, super cold, and we're not changing much tomorrow. Highs are only going to be into the single digits. That's it we're looking at. And then you put the winds on top of that, probably feeling more like 0 to about 10 below throughout the day. It will be sunny, though. That's the good news. We're not looking at any snow or anything going on tomorrow, but just highs of 5 degrees. We do warm up a little bit Friday into the teens. We'll see sunshine to start, then those clouds start to increase through the afternoon because another system is sitting on our back doorstep. That will move in overnight Friday and into our Saturday, where we are looking at maybe 1 to 2 inches or so of snowfall there at the moment. This one's a little bit of a mess because it is bringing in some warmer temperatures, or we will climb above freezing by Sunday. And so some of us are going to get heavy rain. There's going to be a spot with a bunch of ice. I think that's going to be into western Wisconsin. And then hopefully we'll get just snowfall.
Oh, it gives me the chills just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian, stop complaining. Tough it
up. I can deal with the snow, but when it's in the negatives, no, I don't want to deal with that.
This is when you get to brag about, was your town the coldest?
Exactly.
And Wisconsin strong. Yeah.
When you go off on vacations and go, yeah, from Wisconsin, we had to battle those 45 degree below zero wind chill factors, and yep, we got through it every time.
Yep.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks again for the information. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Stay warm, guys.
Yep. We'll try our best. That's our Brittany Verlow again. She joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 to talk to us about what's going on in the weather. Right now, some light snow, temperature of 19 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 13, relative humidity of 77%. The barometer at 29.80 inches. And the wind chill factor is 9 degrees above zero. Hopefully your day's off to a fantastic start. We're going to find out what's going on with an information update here, and then we'll come back with more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The two straight marathon cups starts their journey for number 18, taking on Mosinee. Hear all the exciting action on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 5:20 and the opening faceoff at 5:30. Wausau West Hockey on WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Coast to Coast Marketing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West taking on Mosinee in the semifinals of the Marathon Cup. Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 5:20, face-off at 5:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, if you'd like to join us, you can call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something that you would like to talk about, there's something on your mind, if there's something that we're not talking about, please let your voices be heard. So, again, the number is 715-382-9297, and we can get you on the air, talk to Ian, get you on the air, and talk about what's on your mind. Bad news. We were scheduled to talk to Ted Hartke of Extra Innings here during this segment, but just a few minutes ago got a text from Ted saying that he's under the weather. And that's actually interesting because we just heard from Brittany, who's feeling a little bit under the weather. Now we got Ted, who says he's kind of knocked out here, so he could not get in. When I was at the game last night, B.J. Brandt, the Wausau West hockey coach, he had a rough day yesterday. He had to basically go home and try to be ready for the game last night. A lot of folks right now, and I think it's that time of year. And
yeah, there's something going around.
And I'm worried about that because I usually get nailed around this, always around Christmas time. And, it's like, for the most part, I rarely get sick. But once in a while, right around the end of December, early January, and that makes it difficult because often the voice goes when you get sick. And it makes it more difficult to do what I do here. So I'm trying to do my best to stay away from anything that is going around, but sometimes you just can't help it, especially when you're going around to different events with lots of people around. So,
true.
But sorry to see Ted not being able to make it, but still wanted to talk a little bit about why he was going to be here because, again, Extra Innings is just a fantastic event when it comes to, a wonderful organization here in Central Wisconsin. It's a group that looks at the fight against cancer maybe in a different way than some of the others, because often you have these groups that are raising money in order to try to find a cure, which is vitally important. Obviously, the money goes to wonderful causes. But sometimes you forget about those who are in the midst of it right now, who are going through just an incredibly difficult time, whether it's an adult who's suffering through cancer or a child where the entire family basically goes through that battle together. And sometimes you, in that ultimate goal, which is down the road of trying to eradicate cancer from our lives, you forget about those who are right now in the midst of it in those difficult times. And at Extra Innings, the mission is to provide unwavering compassion, valuable resources, and steadfast community support to individuals affected by cancer here in Central Wisconsin. And again, that's the thing that's so vitally important as well when it comes to Extra Innings. Their focus is here in Central Wisconsin. And according to their mission statement, which I think is a wonderful statement, and I was looking at it on their website, and again, you can get more information by going to extrainnings-wi.com. Again, that's extrainnings-wi.com. Gives you all sorts of great information about the group and a chance as well to be a donor, to donate, that will go strictly to people here in Central Wisconsin that are fighting the battle against cancer. Extra Innings says in the mission statement, "We believe in uplifting cancer patients and their loved ones, offering a guiding hand throughout their journey. Through our heartfelt commitment, we strive to foster a sense of belonging, ignite hope, and empower individuals to face the challenges of cancer with strength and resilience. Together, we are a beacon of support, dedicated to making a meaningful difference in the lives of those impacted by this disease." So, again, that's their mission, and they've been doing events. They've had, of course, the major event that during the summertime, but they have events throughout the year. They had their Extra Innings, a celebration of life event. And you talk about just never giving up. The initial weekend for their celebration of life, we had one of the biggest storm weekends that we had. So they were forced to cancel it, and it just broke Ted Hartke's heart. I remember he let me know about it because we were going to be out there. And but instead of saying, well, we're gonna do it next year. Nope, they reset. They actually moved the event. It was originally going to be at Sunnyvale, involving a softball tournament and a whole bunch more. Then they moved it to Marathon Park in the early fall, and then instead of softball, they used pickleball and trying to see what is the best route forward. And it was, I mean, just to go through where you have all this planning for months and months and months, and then to have it postponed, canceled because of the weather. Again, it was just it was a weekend where I think we had 5-6 inches, whatever it was, of rain. It was just I mean, it was by far the worst weekend of the summer when it came to the weather. But instead of saying, okay, we're going to reset, think about next year, Ted Harkey and his group at Extra Innings said, no, we're going to still do this in 2024. And they did it, and were able to, you know, pull it off exceptionally well at the Marathon Park in September. But even since then, they are continuing to have events to raise money to help our area cancer patients and their families. And they are going to have a kids pinata party coming up this Saturday at Elk Tequila Salsa here in Wausau. It'll be on Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And really, again, it's for such a wonderful cause. And 10% of all the sales at El Tequila Salsa during that time frame will be going to help kids with cancer. Again, one of the great stories that Ted has told when he's been here is about how some of the kids here in central Wisconsin that are fighting cancer, they're sent to a camp over in the western part of the state in the Eau Claire area. And when you hear those stories about, you know, they're going through this where chemotherapy and just the battle. And so often these kids are not able to be kids. And during those days that they're sent over to the camp, they're able to be kids and to have fun and to let the cancer go into the background for a couple of days and to not worry about that all the time. And for the families as well, the complete uplifting of it. That doesn't happen without events like this. That doesn't happen without raising the money. That doesn't happen without the support of folks here in central Wisconsin. One way that you can support Extra Innings and help send these kids to this wonderful camp and to help them and their families in this incredible battle is to, on Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., go to El Tequila Salsa and also take the kids and be part of the pinata party. And 10% of those sales will go straight to Extra Innings and the help for the kids with cancer. There's going to be a food drive as well. So in addition, when you head over to El Tequila Salsa this Saturday, bring canned goods. They're being collected for Catholic Charities of Wausau. And this one's really cool as well. 11 till 2 during this kids' pinata party. Kids 12 and under eat free. So bring those kids. If you have a number of kids who are 12 or under and want to, number one, do something for a great cause, but then also eat for free. I mean, it's fantastic. A chance to eat for free. Yeah, absolutely. So it's a new holiday tradition, Ted says. A new holiday tradition for North Central Wisconsin. So
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So again, El Tequila Salsa, Saturday, this Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., kids pinata party. You know, in addition to all this good stuff about, you know, raising the money through the sales of food and also the kids eating free, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So again, if you're just if you're looking for some fun for your kids, fun for yourself, make sure that you check it out. Again, Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. kids pinata party, Elk Tequila Salsa. And 10% of sales goes to help kids with cancer. Again, don't forget that food drive. Bring some canned items. Canned goods being collected for Catholic Charities of Wausau. Kids 12 and under eat free. So, again, it's just, you know, and if you don't follow, you know, Ted on social media, you know, send him a friend request. He'll take it because he's, you know, big-hearted guy like he is, and he puts out all the information. Go to Extra Innings on Facebook as well, because they will have all the information, because it seems as though every few weeks they're having something at one of these local establishments where for a certain amount of time, if you buy food there, they'll get a certain percentage going back to Extra Innings. So to stay up to speed, to do this again, this is not hard. This is not a hard thing for you to do, to be able to, no, just go and have your lunch at El Tequila Salsa on Saturday, and bring a few canned goods as well. And it goes so far. It helps these kids. It helps these families. You know, again, one of the cool aspects, as we've talked about with Ted Hartke over the months, is the fact that all of this money that is raised by Extra Innings stays here in Central Wisconsin. It stays here to help the families, the kids that are fighting cancer. So, again, check out extrainnings-wi.org. Again, I got that wrong. Extrainnings-wi.com gets you all the information on Extra Innings. Follow them on Facebook. Check out Ted on Facebook. And make sure you go to El Tequila Salsa Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. for the kids' piñata party. So, again, sad that Ted, who's always so energetic and he's always so passionate.
Wish you a speedy recovery.
Yep, absolutely. Not anybody out there. Boy, again, there's some things going around here in Central Wisconsin. So make sure that you do your best to try and stay healthy and safe here as we get into this time of year. It is that time of year where things, I think, are just going around and around and around. But thanks to Ted for getting us that information. We'll get Ted back on the program sometime very soon as well.
And pinatas are always fun.
Yes, they are. Coming up in the second hour at 9:34, knock on wood, hopefully, Shireen Seward's feeling fine, and she'll be in here talking about the Wausau media landscape after the major changes at Channel 9 and so much else going on in terms of media, not just here in Central Wisconsin, but throughout the state and the country as well.
Yep.
We'll come right back, have more. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad Holmes back here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Need to remind you that going on this weekend, next week, a terrific opportunity for you to win some great prizes. It is the Civic Media Grown Up Gift List statewide text to win contest. And four times every day, you have an opportunity to win either $100 in cold hard cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. We had the first chance at 7 o'clock during the Up North News with Pat Kreitlow program. Next opportunity will be at 11 a.m. with Jane Matinere. At 1 o'clock, Todd Alba will have a chance to win as well, and Dom Salvia at 4 o'clock. And throughout the day, just a chance to win. Again, every hour, $100, or that overnight stay. And the thing is, even if you don't win during that hour, if you do listen in for the keyword, and that will happen early in each of those hours. The host will give you a keyword to text in by opening up the Civic Media app, going to the 98.9 WXCO part of the app, hitting on the text button, and just putting in that one word, whatever that word may be. And last hour, it was bells. I was listening to Pat Kreitlow, and bells was the keyword. It doesn't work now because at 8 o'clock that stops. But that's all you have to do. Send in the one word. You'll be part of the drawing for the winner for the hour. But if you don't win for the hour, your entry will be part of the final drawing. And there will be 8 grand prizes at the end of this contest, from espresso machines, robot vacuums, and just a whole bunch of other great prizes, but 8 grand prizes in the Grown Up Gift List contest. And if you listen in each of those 4 hours every day and you send in the keyword every hour of each day, you'll have many, many more opportunities to win the grand prizes. So again, the Civic Media Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours throughout the rest of this week, Monday through Friday, and next week, Monday through Friday as well. And you can learn more about the contest, your chances to win, and the prizes by going to our website, civicmedia.us/grownupgiftlist. So again, civicmedia.us/grownupgiftlist, or just go to civicmedia.us. There's also on the front page, you'll see a part of the stories, one of them about our Grown Up Gift List contest. Just click on that, and that will get you to that information as well.
And wonderful prizes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And if you had a chance to win either $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista, which would you rather win?
You know, I would rather go to the Chula Vista.
Yeah, I think that. And the thing is, it's
for so much you can do at Chula Vista.
And it's more than one person. It's, you know, you can take like these suites. You can get like 4 people in these suites, or even 6 people, I think. So, again, it's really a very cool prize.
And a good way to go to an indoor water park, especially when the weather outside is a little chilly.
Yep, absolutely. So, again, opportunity being had here throughout this week and next week on the grown-up Christmas list. my mind is so full of holes today. I don't know what is going on.
You had a busy night last
I know.
Night.
It's like I just very have not. Exciting. It's one of those days where I wish I was a coffee drinker. I have water here.
Yeah.
I'm not a coffee drinker. I've never been a coffee drinker, but
me too.
I need something to pick me up, and I don't have it right now, so I'm just going to plow right on through. But it's frustrating when you have you're thinking, and from the head to your mouth, it's not working properly. Yep. So again, apologize for that. It is Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Contest going on this week and next week. By the way, what's on your Christmas list? Do you have anything in particular that you're hoping for? As we are just 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today is Christmas.
That's true. Well, I don't really have anything like a major, but I have been asking, I've been talking with my mom and dad about maybe getting like a new pair of headphones, or maybe like some earbuds. See, I've always wanted to have like a pair of earbuds, so because I'm gonna have to deal with the cord of the headphone every time I'm listening to something. The problem is, and I think this is just my personal problem, is that the earbuds don't actually stay in my ears. It's like they're supposed to like you know stay in your ears and just make sure they're comfortable, but somehow in my case, they just like slide out when I try to use them. I currently don't have a pair, but I tried one that my brother had brought me, had offered to give me, and they wouldn't just stay in my ears. So I'm kind of, a new pair of headphones would be better. Not like the bulky ones, but kind of like a slimmed down ones that aren't as like heavy, but that's the main thing I want on my Christmas list this year.
All right, people, you heard it. That's what Ian wants for Christmas. So you got 2 weeks to make it happen. Well, coming up, we got another hour to go. Again, Shireen Seawert. It'll be great to have her on. She'll be joining us here in studio a little bit later on in the second hour, talking again about the media landscape and also in the aftermath of her successful court case as State Senator Corey Tomchek was causing some trouble. But we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Shireen in the second hour. But coming up, it's an information update here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.